This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
See the results in 3, 4, or 5 days. Okay? You tell me what the people of this state and this country do today, you will see the results in the number of hospitalizations in just a few days. We get reckless today. There are a lot of contacts today, unprotected contacts today. You'll see that hospitalization rate go up.
All right, hey everybody, Kate Delaney coming at you on another COVID-19 week. I know you're so tired of talking about social distancing and hearing the grim numbers. I'm oh so certain of that. But, again, keep the faith because we're hearing some interesting things about the vaccine and some possible antibody tests. And yet at the same time, you've got crowds filling Southern California beaches, ridiculous, on top of each other. So much for let's help each other out and practice social distancing. We certainly know, and it's not political, that social distancing works because some of the brightest minds not only have told us, but have showed us, and we've seen it. So for God's sake, when it gets warm, it doesn't mean everybody crowds out around each other. So I think that's something that's disappointing. In fact, Deborah Bricks says that social distancing could last for months. Of course, we've seen her day after day for the past 50-some days as part of that White House briefing along with the president and Anthony Fauci and a cast of others, which, by the way, that's all coming to an end. There's going to be no more of those briefings or at least those daily briefings anyway. But Deborah Bricks, who keeps being asked about this, as does everybody else, says, you know, it's probably going to be through May or even a little bit longer until we know whether we've gotten through the hump and through this part of the curve anyway, is what they're calling it. So the latest instance of conflicting signals, however, is not just from the state, but it's from federal leaders also and within the Trump administration when we talk about the coronavirus epidemic that's claimed the lives of more than 54,000 Americans, and boy, oh boy, the numbers are still ugly, even though we're seeing the amount of hospitalizations drop in the hottest zone of all, which would be New York City. And I still go back to this testing. You know, the more people that are tested, the better, because whether we argue is, can you still get it if you've had COVID-19, or we talk about other strains of the coronavirus, some of now what the symptoms are that we're seeing, because there certainly has been a barrage of new information that has slammed into all of us. And here on this show, you know, we're on top of it, and I've talked to tons of virologists and lots of people, I'll say, behind the scenes pulling the strings, trying to make something happen as far as flattening the curve and looking at, you know, where we are according to the rest of the world and what the U.S. looks like. And I already mentioned this number because at the top of the show, I always tell you the numbers. There are certainly those that have recovered, but 54,400 people have died from the coronavirus in the U.S. And we are close to almost a million cases that have been reported, very, very close to that number. Remember, we would keep going back to when was the first case. It was February 29th. of the 58-year-old man near Seattle who died. But now we discovered last week that there were two people who had died actually in earlier, and at least in mid-February in Santa Clara County, they tested positive and died. So then we had an earlier two cases from that. The tracing is so important, and that's why lots of tracers have been hired to go through them. When someone is positive and has tested positive and somebody has died, really tracing it back to where were they last, who did they possibly come in contact with, who could they have gotten it from. It's that spider web of catch as catch can. Who did you see? Maybe you broke the protocol of social distancing. There's a site that talks about what it would look like. I just want to visit one friend, and what happens when you visit one friend and you get COVID-19 and how far that spreads. I've got a personal example of that. For this weekend, we talked to my family in Tampa. My sister-in-law's mother, who I've known for the last probably 20 years, is in an assisted living facility. She's been in there for the last 7-8 months, and there was somebody that they kept telling the people there, you can't have visitors and you can't leave, but somebody snuck out to go see his kids. Guess what? He tested positive for COVID-19, so they immediately discharged him, but too late. They have to shut everybody else down, so pretty much they're stuck in their rooms. There was no common areas, none of that anymore. While they were social distancing, at least they could do that, but because somebody went to see his kids and snuck out of this assisted living facility, the worries of the spread, because his roommate got it, so he did give it to his roommate, the worry of that spreading to others was just too great, and then it ended up being a lockdown situation, and a real big lockdown situation where they're not moving out of their rooms. Can you imagine? At least they were able to roam into, like I said, the common areas, go to the dinners, even though they're separated, they're still able to have conversation. And now all of that had to be shut down. This guy not thinking that he was doing anything wrong by taking a step to go and see his family, and felt like he had to sneak out and do it. All right, new symptoms of the coronavirus, because if you're listening to me, that's one of the things you want to know, right? What is your temperature? Are you getting chills? You feel like you have the flu? Well, chills, shaking with the chills, muscle pain, headaches, sore throat, loss of taste or smell. We know certainly that's something that is part of the symptoms of COVID-19. But now they're coming to see that there are other things. The shortness of breath, of course, is a symptom where you have difficulty breathing. And the symptoms usually are now, what they're saying is they appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. So you could have been exposed and had no idea. And patients may be the most infectious in the days before they began showing symptoms. And at least that's what some of the studies are showing. So the good news is, we're getting more and more information about COVID-19 and ways to look for what you have, that fever, that dry cough, the breathing difficulties, like I said, the taste, the smell, the other issues that people also have as well. Music means I got to dance on out of here. I'll see you on the flip side.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. And there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. But you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man.
Yeah, that's how I felt the other day. You ever feel like that? Especially now, right? I took a vacation when I walked over to the other side of the house. I don't know about the rest of you. And I felt better. There was something about it. It was a quick trip, but I felt better once I arrived and had a different point of view. You had plenty of point of views to share with me. And thanks for that. Always the mailbag is overflowing on this show. I've said it before. I did a show in New York. I did a show in Dallas, two huge major markets. And I never saw the kind of a thoughtful, interesting responses to things that we talk about on the show or just your own observations that I haven't seen these kinds of responses ever in my career. So thank you for that. Bravo. Keep them coming. KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right. This first one is from Hal, and Hal says, Kate, I have to say, it's been very strange to, yes, be able to hang and watch some things that I would normally watch, except for minus sports, and to be able to play some of the video games I like to play, and still have pizzas delivered to my house while I drink my favorite brews on the weekend. But, man, do I miss hanging out with the people that I normally would on the weekends. I do have a favorite watering hole. I've heard you talk about that before. And it's a divey place where we play our version of shuffleboard and darts. And they have, like, beers from all over the place. You would love it. But, of course, it's shuttered. I cannot wait till it opens. I'm wondering, what will you do when everything is lifted? And do you hope it's lifted soon? And what would be the first thing that you would do? Oh, that's a great question. And I've thought about it. And to me, when you say everything's lifted, I mean, this is goes back to the argument of reopening and when is it too soon to reopen and is it the right time to reopen and, you know, all that. I mean, even the president said he disagrees with Georgia's decision to reopen. I mean, he's saying no, he doesn't agree with it. The barbershops, the hair salons, the bowling alleys, some of the restaurants, all of that, he's saying, he doesn't agree with the governor. And I agree with that. I think there's areas where they absolutely shouldn't even be considering it. But let's just say, for the argument's sake, it is free and clear. My lanes are free and clear, and your lanes are somewhat free and clear, right, all of us? Will be the first thing I would do. I would want to see my family. I'd want to see family that I haven't been able to see other than texting and Zooming and that kind of stuff and you know, my nephew and brothers, sister-in-law, aunts, all kinds of people. That's I'd probably head to Florida, to be honest. That would be my trip. If I was going to take a trip, that would probably be the first place that I would go. I mean, and then locally. Locally, there's a place that I like called Shady's. And that would be the first place that I would hang, I guess. Oh, memories of 6 weeks ago. I'm just thinking out loud. All right, we bounce in this direction, and we go to Mac. Mac is a frequent opinionite, I call the people that have heavy opinions, opinionites, my opinionites. And he says, Kate, when I look at the coronavirus and what it's done, and COVID-19 specifically, in talking about now the more that we're learning and the fact that we have almost 50,000 people that are dead, I am so flummoxed that there's so much conversation about reopening. Hey, I would love to have everything reopen and wind back the clock and go back to what was happening. I mean, yay, I would be the first in line, and I would save everyone I could a seat. But when I hear this stuff about mysterious blood clotting and young people getting strokes and new versions of the coronavirus and the fact that we don't have a vaccine, I think people should hold their horses to make sure that it's a little bit safer for them to go and play. What do you think? Well, I think you're right. If it's an area where absolutely the rate is so incredibly low, I can see where there is some of the places are talking about you can order something online and then you can pick it up. But there's not people lollygagging all over the stores. And that makes sense. You know, here's the thing. Yes, it is killing business. But if you weigh business and vaccines and tests and all of that, you certainly don't want the business to completely be annihilated. And all that would take would be for somebody to get sick. I think that's why sports has such a big decision to make. And when I say sports, it's like the NFL. Hey, they're going to have a virtual draft, and that happens on Thursday. And that'll be fine, but how about the season? Is the season affected? And the second wave we keep talking about and hearing about, that I think is the scariest part. When does that happen? Is it in the fall? Is it in the end of fall all the way through winter? And is it, you know, kind of neck and neck with influenza? There's just so many unknowns. You know, even the president is saying that if you really pay attention, that's why he's saying he didn't agree with Georgia. Of course, reopening is better. Of course, reopening is better for him, as he's a president who's running to be reelected, and our last three have had two terms. But, you know, knowing, saying that and knowing what could happen if you completely said, yeah, let's just reopen everything, and I give an executive order, go ahead, you have my permission, whatever, because now this has bounced back on the governors, that's also murky. If people start getting sick, if people start gathering too closely, then who does that land back on? I mean, who gets the awful credit for that? And I don't think anybody wants the credit for that. So to me, it is about testing, testing, testing. The more we can test, the more we know, the better off we are. I don't want to get those chills and that fever and feel like I can't breathe. I know you don't either. And sadly, I know somebody now who has it and is in the hospital doing okay and is in broadcasting. And I know a couple of people, three people now, who have lost parents to COVID-19, and they weren't parents that had a high blood pressure or...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he was being sarcastic when he was talking about ingesting disinfectant to kill the coronavirus. Dr. Nosy Zike heads the Illinois Department of Public Health.
There's been a significant increase in calls to the Illinois Poison Center compared to this same time last year associated with exposures to cleaning agents. Some recent examples include the use of a detergent solution for a sinus rinse and gargling with a bleach and mouthwash mixture in an attempt to kill coronavirus.
The World Health Organization said there's still no evidence that coronavirus patients who have recovered won't catch the virus again. The agency issued this statement Friday after some governments suggested recovered COVID-19 patients could be issued an immunity passport to return to travel or have a free pass to return to work. This is USA Radio News. President Trump has been stepping back from coronavirus task force briefings. The White House is apparently trying to move the president into a controlled setting where he can talk up the economy without being interrupted. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is already doing that.
As we open up the economy in May and June, you will begin to see the economy bounce back in July, August, September. And my expectation is that you'll see an increasing rate of growth in those 3 months.
New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says some people and organizations are buying coronavirus test kits online. And that's really taking a gamble because some of the tests don't work.
Too many of the testing kits that are sold online are unproven, untested, unregulated. That has to change.
Public health experts say accurate tests are essential to track the pandemic, and that's key to reopening the economy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I can hear Man Shore. Can you hear him? Yeah, we decided he needed to bring in some cash, so he's gotten very good at ASMR, it's called. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And seriously, people love this stuff. Yeah. Are you listening? Are you taking this in? I'm going to be quiet for a second. This is a phenomenon that seriously people pay for. You're supposedly, I'm an audio freak myself, in a good way, because this is radio and I love radio. You're supposed to be getting from this ASMR a tingling sensation that is beginning on your scalp. Can you feel it? And it's moving down the back of your neck and upper spine. Now, Manshore is doing this for free for our show because I thought it might relax some of you feeling a little uptight about the pandemic. So he's been practicing. All weekend he was practicing this just for all of you. So I'm going to, again, be quiet and let him do his thing for a second.
Thank you.
All right, man. Sure. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah. So I know you were working on that over the weekend. In all seriousness, this really is something. It's that the sounds that people like. It's a pleasant form of, what do they call it? What does it do to you? It just puts you in a different state.
I have to say, I've never heard myself recorded like that before, because I usually listen to the women who do ASMR.
Oh, that's
so
life.
It was kind of shocking, to say the least.
There was even a famous, so people know this seriously is a real thing if you look it up, again, ASMR. There was even a big commercial that was cut that I can't think of her name now, Kravitz did it. The daughter, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, was doing this on a microphone for some commercial. It might have been an alcohol commercial, something for alcohol or for soda. I can't remember, but it was pretty clever. And I want to say that I saw it at the Super Bowl. Now, Manshore, you know this. Nathan is fantastic, our technical maestro here, and I think he is like the king of audio. So you really pay attention to breasts and all the things that happen with audio, right, Nathan?
It happens, yeah.
I like that. It happens. And do you understand this whole ASMR craze?
I don't even... explain the whole thing to me. I mean, I guess it's really... I haven't delved into it as a culture.
Okay, so it is a big thing. It's all over the place, Instagram, YouTube, that kind of thing. And so, Manshore, explain a little bit more about it.
I don't spend my time on YouTube listening to it, but I have all the stuff that I've heard. It's always women that I've seen clips on the news of them doing ASMR. Sounds relaxing
on the news,
and yeah, it sounds relaxing from what I've heard, but it's not. I haven't actually gone onto YouTube and really like listened to it or do it to try and fall asleep. A lot of people try it. A lot of guys apparently listen to it to fall asleep because it's relaxing. So, but I've just seen it on the news. So.
Do you fall asleep to breathing? Do you fall asleep to any sounds?
You have to listen to the females, because my performance was quite different, because they speak very softly like this in the high female voice, and it's just very different.
Okay.
from what we played. So it has it's supposed to have a soothing effect.
Right, it is. And the answer to your question, because Nathan asked you, do you listen to sounds to go to sleep, like a Calm app or anything?
I have in the past. Yeah, sometimes I'll listen to music, but music does. I'll listen to my iTunes, but that tends to keep me awake too long. Now that I'm older, I guess. So I try not to listen to too much.
And no noise machines.
Not usually. Sometimes background noise will help me get to sleep if I'm in a hotel or something. But. Not usually.
Okay, so he doesn't do that, but I have a friend named Shauna, and she's actually been on the show. She cannot sleep. She's from Minnesota. She cannot sleep, Nathan, without one of those machines that make noise. It's like white noise. One time I met her in Vegas, and she said, hey, I hope you don't care, but I can't go to sleep if I don't have this. And it was like shocking to me at first, because all it was like this just white noise. You know, just noise. It's a noise machine. And it works for her, and I just fell asleep. It made me fall asleep, I guess, too.
you don't know at that point, you know. You get tested when you're in a place where you know you're not sleeping well, and then that comes to. But I use a fan. I always use a fan, but earplugs are so helpful for me.
Ooh, earplugs, that would be good. So for people, this is actually really helpful. So this ASMR is relaxing to people. That's what the whole idea is. It's supposed to relax you and soothe you, and the sounds can make you fall asleep. And like Nathan's saying, for him, obviously, the fan is a thing for me, because I have to be cool. I like it to be cold or cool, and a fan works for me. I can sleep with a fan on.
I love
and
the
I think
sound.
I do, too. I like the sound of it, and it reminds me of childhood, I think.
Yeah, for me, the closest thing would be, like, a rainy night. I enjoy hearing a nice, good rain for a long time. Occasionally, it's good.
And a window open at that time.
I don't like days and days of rain, but it's nice when it does rain and a little bit of thunder, maybe.
Yeah, the fresh. So, I mean, this is all good stuff for people out there that I think are struggling with sleeping, because there is some anxiety, even if you're the strongest person, that eventually kind of kicks in around what's happening, and people are getting restless with stay at home and social distancing. And yes, you can get in your car and drive somewhere, but there are, especially people who are in cities where they don't have as many options. If you're listening to us and you're more in an area that's more wide open, it's probably easier to do that, to walk through fields or whatever. I mean, although in our neighborhood, everybody's social distancing and you can walk, and I know a lot of people are walking, and I think that helps them ultimately to try to calm their nerves. And then when they can't get to sleep, it's a combination of these different apps or some other ways that you can do it. It's absolutely fascinating. One thing that is soothing to me that is missing in my world, actually two things. I grew up around a train, and I love trains, and I love the sound of trains, and I'm not hearing the trains as much in my neighborhood. And also planes. I like planes. And Manchure, you know a lot about planes, and you and I were talking about what's happening as far as them being parked. And we have a great affiliate in Arizona, KVOI, and right there in Tucson is one of the boneyards.
Yeah, in Marana, Arizona, a lot of the airlines have parked their larger international aircraft that are empty of passengers, so they can save money while they just have about 10 passengers on a domestic flight if they're lucky.
But what's happening with cargo? Because it used to be, as you explained to me, there's so many flights, cargo could get thrown on all kinds of flights. And you would see it sometimes when you looked out the airplane window. You could see that some cargo was being loaded on, but now that's not happening.
Yeah, the largest cargo carriers were actually the airlines themselves, because they had so many planes flying to so many places at one time, and it was small amounts, but it added up, and they could get it to exactly where they wanted to go in smaller amounts. So now the pure cargo carriers are overwhelmed with stuff, and so that's all there is big cargo planes flying around. So the FAA has allowed the airlines to take the seats out of the airliners that weren't actually designed for cargo, or they're usually converted into freighters, but they've allowed the airlines to take the seats out and use the main cabin as well as the cargo holds for cargo, as long as they have a flight attendant on board with the fire extinguisher, since cargo planes are usually fitted with those and passenger planes are not. So that's what the airlines are trying to do to some extent to make a little bit of money and stay afloat.
Which is interesting, because then it's just like this effect of some businesses all of a sudden have boomed. So in the cargo business, where they were moving freight and at times they were struggling, they're not struggling now because they're overwhelmed with the requests, is what you're saying. So they're needing help because they're overwhelmed with the amount of stuff they're moving. And this is helping at least a little bit the airlines, because the airlines and TSA are reporting a 96% drop in air travel with this COVID-19 as the pandemic continues. So pretty tough. All right, we're going to go out with Manchure. So, you know, thanks for a little rain to help you.
I know. I feel like I have to go to the bathroom.
All right, we'll see you next time around. Thank you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The close down policies will be extended in coordination with other states to May 15th. I don't want to project beyond that period. That's about 1 month. 1 month is a long time.
All right, he's back again, and that's the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. And so he's saying May 15th. He's not trying to have any other kinds of projections because they're going to play the wait-and-see game constantly. The thing that everybody wants to know is when, and I keep saying it, we all live with a giant question mark. We cannot solve the answer to that riddle of when can this happen, when does everything get back to a different kind of new normal, whatever you want to call it. We don't know because we're watching numbers. We're watching to see what's happening and how people are getting sick and how they're bouncing out of it and, you know, what's happening and what's happening on the front lines with healthcare and what people are doing to survive this. And again, New York is our ground zero. Boy, second time within the last 20 years that they've been the ground zero, and certainly this time is awful with this pandemic, but that's where you have so many people living, so that makes sense. That's why they've gotten slammed by it, and because of people flying in and out and how many airports are there and all that stuff. Okay, what's interesting is a couple of things. One, the medical examiner in Santa Clara County in California said two people who died in their homes in early February were infected with the coronavirus. So, wow, we never had heard that before. It kept being Washington, Washington, Washington. I've said that so many times on this show. The end of February, February 29th, 58-year-old man. But now, no, it's two people who they were found to have had the coronavirus. So now that's going to be interesting to see, and in tracing that back, where that takes us. And with the announcement that now in New York, it's at least May 15th, that timeline being a little bit rewritten, we're looking at new cases and how they're moving and changing and morphing and what's being touted as possibilities for ways to help people who have the coronavirus. Plasma is the best, seems to be one of the best things, and the people that are coming through with it, coming out on the other side, are donating it, and that's making a difference for a lot of people who are barely getting through. And when I say barely getting through, I mean people who find themselves being intubated and they're on these ventilators and they're at a hospital for an extended stay in some ward. Usually now they're dubbed COVID wards, and they're whole floors, and it just depends on where you are, because I mentioned this at the top, we're well over 47,000 and on the other end of almost 48,000 people who have died from this so far, the coronavirus, and some of the unknowns that we, you know, don't know at this point. And to be clear, it's interesting because I said this at the top, so to re-rack that here at the tail end of the show, the president said it's too soon for Georgia to open. So he knows that this, in what he's hearing from, I think, the people advising him on the task force, especially Dr. Fauci and Deborah Brix. Dr. Brix, same thing. They cannot think that it's smart to open barbershops and nail salons and all of that. But the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, wants to do it, and the president is saying, listen, I told the governor of Georgia I disagree with his decision to open certain facilities, but and he said this at his briefing on Wednesday, but at the same time, he must do what he thinks is right. I want him to do what he thinks is right, but I disagree with him on what he's doing. So he does not agree with that. And, of course, Dr. Fauci says he pleads with governors to be careful and measured before reopening for the fear of what we all fear, all of the social distancing, all of the staying at home, all of this picking up food, being safe, wiping things off would be for naught if we had an explosion of outbreaks all over the place. And it's like what we see at these meat packing plants, far worse than we originally thought. The coronavirus closed Smithfield and JBS meat packing plants, and they say more at risk. So now it's a question of, wow, I mean, 150 of America's largest meat processing plants operate in countries where, or counties rather, countries, in counties where the rate of coronavirus infection is among the highest. So that's scary. I mean, you think about one in three of the nation's biggest beef, pork, and poultry processing plants, and the rates of infection are higher than 75% of other U.S. counties. In doing an investigation, an analysis of it, the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting, that's what they came up with, and that's scary, getting in the sources. But what can the meatpacking industry do if a factory is overwhelmed with coronavirus? Of course, they've got to close down. They have to figure it out. They can't have people like that on the supply chain, and a breakdown in our food supply chain could have some serious, significant impacts, economic impacts for consumers, and of course, once again, the farm people, the agricultural producers. It's so precarious already what they're going through. Now, speaking of the food supply, I've talked to a couple of grocery store chains, and that is now catching up with itself. A lot of that is righting itself, meaning some of the shortages that you've seen, some of the crazy hoarding in the beginning, some of what we saw with toilet paper and cleaning supplies and whatever it might be, flour because of all the bread making, some of that is starting to correct. So that's the good news there. You're not going to a store where you see eventually where you see aisles that are just decimated, and it looks like we're on an episode of some television series where everybody's running for the hills. A lot of that is being straightened out, and part of that is also this, again, the supply chain and getting food from point A to point B, and you know, all those places, you know, ultimately in between. On this show, we sometimes do a thing called For Your Money. In fact, we used to do it once or twice a week. We'll bring some of that back. But people keep wondering, what is this doing to, what is it doing not just to our pocketbooks, but what is this doing to the future for Social Security? What is this doing to what the market is the 401ks and the market and the craps table that we live in when we talk about the market? And the answer to that is every day is challenging. Every day is different because it depends on the news of the day. When you hear about the stimulus, that bounces things up. The Dow Jones futures, the coronavirus, you know, stock market rally came to a rally on Hump Day. And the reason for that is because of some of the news that is out there. Whenever you have positive news, you see that. You see the bounce. That's all that it means. So Domino's Pizza, Eli Lilly, Citrix Systems all had earnings reports that were different from some of what was expected, and you can imagine part of the reason why is because of either thriving or not doing as well because of the coronavirus, because of the cases of coronavirus. And it's interesting in looking at like a company like Domino's Pizza, they're doing a lot of advertising, and on their advertising, you're probably seeing this now with lots of products and brands. But especially pizza, they're saying it comes out of our 450-degree oven. No hands touch the product. We seal it. We take it to you. And they're really careful about saying that, and I think that is paying off. Their security, the way they handle it, and what they're telling the people and delivering it has worked, and they're seeing that bounce. All right, we got to bounce out as we hear the piano man starting to play in the background. Remember, we're all in this together. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Mahalo, everybody.
Crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.